What kind of father do you have? This is Father Scott Seetoller. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It is Thursday. If by this point in the week people are starting to get on your nerves, they're driving you crazy, you're tempted to scream, yell at them, stop. Come on, stop. Take that peace of Christ. Remember the words from the musical Les Miserables. To love another person is to see the face of God. When we become what I call domestic mystics, we can see through God's eyes that these are all our brothers and sisters. We don't particularly like them. But like us, we're all made in the image and likeness of God, including them. When we're able to do that, then, you know what? We can control our temper. We can control our frustration. We can see people in a new light. We see them through Jesus. It's not easy. That's why I do this every Thursday. This is the topic of every Thursday at the beginning of my Thursday program. How to really approach people who get on our nerves in a Christian loving way. And the choice is yours. You can become angry all the time. You can say hurtful things. You can do hurtful things. Or you can remember to love another person is to see the face of God. And that's where the amazing grace comes in, right? How amazing grace, how sweet thou art. First of all, it saved a wretch like me. But secondly, it gives us the ability to recognize that we're all brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. Well, the scripture passage that I want to share with you today comes from Matthew's Gospel. Matthew chapter 6, verse 7 to 15. Now, Matthew 5, 6, and 7 is the whole Sermon on the Mount. You know, it begins with the Beatitudes, but it goes on to chapter 5, 6, and 7. Okay, let me quote from chapter 6, verse 7 to 15. And when you pray, Jesus says, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. I want to talk about the kind of Father we have. Our Heavenly Father. The Father that Jesus told stories about. You know, our first experience of God is our parents. So some people start off on a wonderful note, understanding God, and some people start off on a very sad, a very wounded understanding of God because their parents either abused them or neglected them. That's why I like to compare growing deeper in faith, like going to have your eyes examined, and they put that machine in front of you, and they start dropping down the lenses, and they say, is this better, 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 until you can say, yeah, that's it. These two lenses I see clearly now. I think that has to be an example or an analogy about the way we relate to our Heavenly Father. Our Father who art in heaven. Because humans make God real for us, depending on how good of a job they did, our relationship with the Father, well, we can either invite the Father to be the loving Father of our lives, or we'll keep the Father away at an arm's distance. Jesus talked about how much the Father loved Jesus, and Jesus asked the Father to love us as much as He loved Jesus. You know, it's very, very important for you to have an image of the Father that's accurate, the Father of Jesus. The father of the prodigal son. Wasn't that the story that Jesus told that most described the kind of father that we have? You know the story, right? How about when the son comes to his senses and starts home, squandered all his inheritance on loose living? Who's waiting for him? The father who sees him at a distance. Does the father say, "Ah, let him crawl, let him beg. He hurt me. Let him suffer a little bit." No, the father runs to him, throws his arms around him, won't let him wallow in shame. Calls the servants, ring on his finger, coat on his back, sandals on his feet, kill the fatted calf. My son is dead, has come back to life. My son is lost, has been found. Why did Jesus tell that parable? Because we need to know the kind of father we have. We do not have a vindictive father. We don't have an indifferent father. We don't have a father who's out to get us, trap us. We don't have an apathetic father. We have a loving father. We have a father who knows what we need even before we ask him. We have a father who is anxious, eager to answer our prayers, if they're good for us. We have a Father who gives us daily bread, each day, daily bread for this day filled with these challenges, this day filled with these kind of people we're going to have to interact with. And some of them will get on our nerves. Get daily bread from our Father, who wants us to have that kind of connection with the Father, a daily connection. We have a Father who created us, who wants to see us get to heaven, who wants to help us to avoid temptation. He's very respectful of our free will. He will give us the amazing grace to avoid temptation. But when we fall, when we think we know better than our Father, when we want to be radically independent of our Father, and we make those mistakes, how does He receive us back? With forgiveness. Forgiveness. What kind of Father do you have? That was the opening sentence of today's program. But I hope, that you're in the process of that image I used of going to the eye doctor and dropping the lenses down in front of your eyes. I hope that you have and will continue to have a series of experiences in which you can see God more clearly, love Him more dearly, and follow Him more nearly. That you can see the Father who is not out to get you, but is a Father who loves you. How much does the Father love you? So loved the world that He sent His only Son into the world to save us from our sins. Wow! That's the kind of Father we have. And if there's anybody listening to the program today who did not have a real good relationship with your physical father, your earthly father, then your Heavenly Father can heal you. Cry out to Him for help. He hears every prayer. He wants to answer your prayers. He wants you to really trust that He has your best interests at heart. You have a Father who is an amazing Father. I once got an email from somebody that said, you know, if God had a wallet, He'd have your picture in it. Isn't that lovely? And at one point in my life when I was a workaholic and I was a worrier and when I had a Messiah complex, somebody sent me a letter from God. And the letter said, Dear Scott, do not feel totally and irrevocably responsible for everything. That's my job. Love God. God. God the Father. See, there's this quantum leap in describing God just with the word G-O-D, God, and describing God as Father. Father. Jesus called him Abba, Daddy. Daddy. He wants us to have that kind of relationship with his Father. One built on trust. One believing that we're forgiven. One that is rooted in God's desire to answer the prayers that are best for us. Willingness to deliver us from evil. What an amazing Father we have. Don't hesitate for one moment to let this Father work powerfully in your life. Our prayer partners today are people who have had cancer of the brain or who have it right now. I've had some close friends have brain cancer. How difficult it is for them and for their loved ones. Please pray for them today. Pray for a miracle for them. Ask our Father to bless them and heal them. Today's food for thought comes from a man named Ben Stein. He writes, "The first step to getting the things you want out of life is this. Decide what you want." Simple, but profound. You want a close relationship with our Father? Decide you want it. Then develop a spiritual life, a pure life that will allow that to happen. Today's small attempt to make you laugh. A man sent this in to Reader's Digest. "Posted on the elevator at work is the usual warning sign. In case of fire, do not use elevator. But somebody scrawled in pen beneath it and added this. Use water." In other words, in case of fire, do not use elevator. Use water. I thought that was clever. Anyways, you want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And if you thought that was a horrible joke, you can write and tell me. But I'd rather hear that you enjoy the program. Let me hear from you, okay? Let me know any prayers that you want me to join you in praying for and storming heaven for you and be your prayer partner. Want my newsletter comes out 6 times a year. There's no charge for it. It's free. I think you'll enjoy it. Lots of people do. And if you can send me a check, some donation, some financial help to keep my hospital open in Oaxaca, Mexico for the poor and the sick, very poor and sick people. You make the check out to T as in Thomas, T-A-S-H, TASH, Inc. It stands for the Anacetar Hospital. You can send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And don't forget, if you use the internet, visit my website of Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. And where there's sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.